It's been more than 2 years since Superstorm Sandy flooded people's homes in New York and New Jersey. Yet there are still legal battles over how much insurance companies should pay.
About 1,000 homeowners have gone to court to dispute what they call lowball estimates for repairs. Some of them have accused insurance companies of falsifying engineering reports to lower those estimates. For the insurance companies, the legal fees to defend these estimates could surpass what it would cost to just pay the claims outright.
And ultimately, taxpayers might be the ones who lose, as Charles Lane of member station WSHU reports.
Dan and Eileen Stapleton live in Long Beach, New York, a narrow dash of land between the bay and the ocean.
When the insurance company came in, they tried to even fight us over inches of water. We had to watch our own home and truck go underwater.
It's documented. We're not scamming.
They have flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program, the NFIP, which is different than a typical homeowner's policy. NFIP policies are administered by normal insurance companies like Allstate or Fidelity, but the claims are paid by taxpayers.
We've paid for our flood insurance for 20 years. This is the only time we would ever need help.
Taxpayers also pay the legal fees to defend the claims when homeowners like the Stapletons say they're being shortchanged.
I feel bad for some guy in Iowa, some guy upstate. He's paying for this.
The Stapletons and scores of others say the insurance companies who manage the NFIP policies are being overly litigious in fighting flood claims. Their lawyer says this is intentional. Dennis Kelly has banded together with other lawyers who have clients like the Stapletons, and they filed a RICO lawsuit alleging racketeering and organized fraud.
The defense attorneys, their adjusters, their engineers,
I believe their goal is to drag out this process for as long as they possibly can, to make as much money as they possibly can.
According to Kelly's complaint, the scheme starts with the lowball estimate. The Stapletons had to completely rebuild their house for $220,000, but the insurance company only offered them $98,000 because it says the foundation was damaged before Sandy. Kelly says the lower claim was designed to incite litigation. And then, once in litigation, insurance lawyers have a broad menu of tactics to, quote, drag out the case for years. So far, insurance lawyers have questioned electronic signatures, demanded on-site inspections, and subpoenaed numerous government employees.
They wanted to take the deposition of one contractor who had issued a paid receipt for $500. How much does that whole process cost relative to what it is they're claiming? Are we going to have more than $55,000 worth of legal fees here to address the $55,000 claim?
In court documents, lawyers for insurance companies estimate that legal fees could top $100 million. Federal Magistrate Gary Brown called that number a, quote, really, really big problem, because that would be far more than the disputed amount. But the insurance companies and their lawyers say they have to spend that much money because they have the fiduciary responsibility to protect taxpayers. Don Griffin chairs a coalition of flood insurance companies contracted by the NFIP. He told senators in July that insurance companies, their adjusters, and their lawyers are just following FEMA's rules.
The flood claims adjuster determines the amount payable on any claim based on very specific guidelines established and rules established by the NFIP.
In an interview later, Griffin says sometimes there's good reason for insurance companies to spend more money fighting a claim than the claim is worth.
It may not be as inexpensive of a claim as you might think for this time, but the next time it could be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars for other claims that would come that would be similar.
FEMA has since warned insurance companies to keep legal fees in check and mediate with policyholders. But homeowners like Eileen Stapleton say the mediations are just more opportunity to pad legal bills.
How many lawyers, how many paralegals, I need my assistant, I need the guy who makes the good coffee for me. That whole traveling pack of people just cost a small fortune. All of that money that they are wasting on mediation just because they don't want to pay us.
FEMA doubts legal fees from Sandy will reach $100 million, but it didn't disagree with the court that it would be cheaper just to pay the disputed claims outright rather than fight them. In an effort to settle the RICO and several class action lawsuits, FEMA is planning more talks between insurance companies and homeowners. They have also begun a review of the NFIP program. New York's Attorney General and the Department of Homeland Security also have ongoing investigations. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.